first for the Notre Dame Saints, coming in with a record of 1-5, 0-3. I'm sorry, in 1-2 in the district. Get that right. One win, two losses in the district. Their win came at home 2 weeks ago against Harmony, 32-28. But they've been soundly defeated throughout the rest of the season. And so for Melcher Dallas, they're announcing their defense at end, a junior, Drake Sharp. At the other end, another junior, Zach Moore. And their linebackers, sophomore Felix Bennett, freshman Blaze Cooper, and junior Kyle Freeman. I'm sorry, a fourth linebacker, sophomore Isaac Sage. So you have Bennett, Cooper, Freeman, and Sage at linebacker. And then defensive tackles, Hunter Hildebrand, the lone senior, and Connor Dawson, a junior who actually is a very good player left over from their team last year. I think he started and lettered for them last year. Good player. But they just do not have the numbers. They graduated a ton of players from last year. For your Falcon offense, you have your senior co-captains. Oh, and let's start here. Let's start where the ball starts at the center, Kyle Andrews. Kyle's got a birthday, I believe, tomorrow. Wish him happy birthday, Kemp. Also flanking him on both sides, sophomore Ryan McConaughey on one side and junior Connor Runyon on the other. Those are your Falcon linemen. And pardon me. Then we have at wideout, junior Trevor Wilson, and then your senior co-captains at fullback, Blade Baker. At tailback, Carson Kiefer. Your quarterback is Trent Moore, and your wideout or your tight end for the Falcons is homecoming king, senior co-captain Keaton Nickel. And the Falcons are out there, and the coin toss was won by Melcher Dallas. They have chosen to receive. And so that will be unfortunate. Wayne will move from north to south. That's left to right. And we will put this down. Wayne and Melcher Dallas, quarter number one. And Melcher won the toss. So they chose the ball. Wayne will get the decision in the second half, and I would think they would take the choose to receive. And we're about ready for your People's Company kickoff to get this homecoming started here, 2015, from the Sailing Athletic Complex. Epperly Field looks beautiful. The yard lines, the midfield stripe right at the 40 on this 80-yard, eight-player field is a white line striped in black, and as are the numbers along the side. It's the best field for viewing what's going on in the field. We've got the best seat in the house right here at the north 33-yard line, and Dakota Lovett set to boot it for your People's Company kickoff. The low line drive bouncer fielded at the 10, flagged down, going up the far sideline out of bounds across the 20 is Melcher Dallas. Let's see what the first hanky of the game is. Felix Bennett on the return. And they're going to mark it. It's a chop block, and they're going to mark it back from the 21. But, again, the Wayne averaging 48, almost 49 points a game, and Melcher Dallas giving up over 55 points a game. Wayne only giving up less than 25, and Melcher scoring about 12 a game. So this one just doesn't seem, it's an absolute mismatch on paper, but they play it out there on the grass. So they're going to mark it back to the 11. Let's call it the 10. And in motion is the back and takes the handoff. The quarterback throws it to the right side. No one there. Incomplete. Defended by Nickel. And he was on the closest Saint to the play. So there was no way that was going to be complete or for any kind of yardage with Keaton on him like that. Now Trevor splits out to cover the receiver this way, and the handoff's up the middle, and he goes nowhere. Dropped in the backfield by Carson, and I think Trent Moore in on that tackle was the first guy there, and it'll be a loss back to the 7-yard line. Great Western Bank, great play, first time. And be third and long for the Saints from their own 7. Dropping back in shotgun, under pressure from Moore, throwing it over the middle, and it is knocked away at the last second by Nickel. Nice defensive play. Incomplete. It's fourth and long. And the punt return team comes in, and Carson will retreat back to still on the Melcher Dallas side of the field. The punt will come from the end zone if they punt it. I can't imagine taking from here. It is a short punt, and Carson's going to get out of the way, and it's going to bounce beyond midfield to the Falcon 38. And it'll be first down with 11:11 to go. Falcons will get the ball for their first opportunity of the night. And let's see. It on paper again, this should be an easy matchup and a statistical nightmare for Melcher Dallas. From the gun, Moore with Baker and Carson on either side, going to throw it on first down deep. It is complete to Wilson into the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Flower pot end zone is full of Falcons. 42-yard touchdown, and we're on the board. That one took 11 seconds. We've played exactly 1 minute in the game. Wayne kicked off, three and out, got the ball, one play, touchdown, Moore for the PAT attempt complete to Carson. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT is successful. That makes your score 8-0 in favor of the Falcons. And we are going to have us a nightmare trying to keep up with this as quickly as the Falcons are going to be able to score, it looks like. All right, so Trent Moore, a 42-yard to Wilson, and that was a touchdown. We'll send that back to Gail. Keep her up to date. We've got a spy at the Moravia Mormon Trail game. And we will see. Let's go ahead and send the People's Company kickoff. Levitt has it, and the ball is upright on the 30. And he will approach and give it a boot. And it'll bounce and be bobbled at the 10 and out of bounds inside the 15. They'll put it at the 13, and with 10:54, Melcher Dallas will start their second series trailing 8-0. See Moore at the right defensive end, Mitch Sinclair at the nose, and Bradford on the left side. A throw deep, and Nickel was the only one near it, but it was over his head. Incomplete. And it'll be 2nd and 10 for Melcher Dallas. And .10:49 left in the first quarter. And from the gun, the handoff reverse going the other way is number 15. I think that's Bennett. Chased down from behind by Carson after a gain of about 5. Bennett, the sophomore, 5'10", 165, but Carson spotted him a good lead and chased him down, got him tackled at the 20. Third and 3 for Melcher Dallas, with Wayne up 8-0 here in the first quarter from Epperly Field, homecoming 2015. Dropping back, throwing it over the middle, nobody there. Not a receiver, not a defender, falls harmlessly to the turf, incomplete. Fourth down and 3, Carson retreats as though they will punt. We shall see. They do send somebody out wide, but he's guarded by Lovett, and the punt is underway. Baker almost blocks it, and it'll bounce at the Falcon 28 and come back, be downed at the 29. Two, three, and outs for the Falcon defense is a great way to start homecoming, and with 10:27 to go in the first, Wayne has the ball for the second time at their own 29. Okay, Wilson and Carson both go out to the left. Baker in the backfield. Carson comes back in motion, takes the jet sweep handoff, and Moore takes off in the quarterback draw, and he's got some open field. He's in the middle, going all the way to the flower pot end zone. Trent Moore, 51 yards, two plays, two touchdowns. Falcons lead 14-0 for the moment. Let them all score, I say. 51 yards on the Trent Moore quarterback draw keeper. And with 10:15 to go, we'll have the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Carson Kiefer has not had a carry yet. Oh, he'll get this one, and he'll get two more. Those don't count as rushing yards on the stats. That's not an official carry, but he does get a two-point PAT, and it is 16-0 with 10:15 to go. And two plays, two touchdowns. So we got a People's Company kickoff coming up here. Carson with a catch and a rush for a couple of PATs. He's got 4 points, but Moore with a 51-yard scamper and a 42-yard pass to Trevor Wilson, and the Falcons are up 16-0. Lovett will kick a low spinner, fielded at the 16. Oh, wow! Trevor Wilson laying down the Allerton Lumber Company lumber on the return man around the 20, and that was a hit. ...21-yard line, and they will play it from there. 2-3 and outs for the Falcon defense, and 2 one-play touchdown drives. I don't see how you get any better than that, but they're going to try. 10-10 left in the first, and Wayne up 16-0. Handoff coming to the near side, and it is Carson chasing him out of bounds after a short game. Carson Carson knocking him out somewhere around the, call it the 24, a gain of three. Second down for Melcher Dallas, and the handoff up the middle, and he's going to get two or three more and tackled there. Good group tackling by the linebacking corps, including Carson and Blade Baker. Gets across the 25. And so from the 26, it'll be third and about five for Melcher Dallas. Beautiful night here at Epperly Field, but aren't they all? When you're playing football, run around the right side and all the way to the sidelines by Matley, I believe. Carson was there, too. It'll be fourth down again. Give him maybe a yard. They're still a good four and a half yards short, and they're in punt formation again. Carson back at his own 20 now, stepping up a little bit. He'll stop at the 25, and the snap is clean. The punt could have been blocked. It didn't go very far. Got across midfield out of bounds in front of the Melcher Dallas sideline. Maybe it didn't get across before. Yeah, they're going to put it right around the midfield. So three and out. And the Falcons will take over at their own 40. Moore hands it off. Carson up the middle, bouncing it toward the right side. He will be tackled. So it's a good play for the Saints defense, but he gets five. Four. We'll call it four. Run by number three for four. Okay, second down, and again, the back split behind around Moore. Moore under a little bit of pressure, rolls a little bit to his left, throws it downfield. Oh, wow. Dakota Lovett just led him a little too much, but hey, Lovett was wide open. That had touchdown written all over it. Okay. So Moore's first incompletion brings up third down for the Falcons. From the Melcher Dallas 36-yard line, Wayne leading 16-0 here in the first, 8:31 left in the opening quarter of homecoming 2015. Baker splits out to the right, now comes in motion back to the middle, pitch to Carson running left. Evades the first guy, and he's got first down yardage and then some. Out of bounds inside the Saints 20. It'll be a Farm Bureau first down inside the Rods Auto red zone for the Falcons. And they'll put it right at the 20, so a 16-yard gain for Carson Kiefer brings up the first down for the Falcons, but they're up 16-0. Handoff, Baker coming to the right, driving, pulling a player with him, carrying the load, Blade Baker. MDL stat check, 20 yards on two carries for Carson Kiefer. And he's got a PAT catch and a PAT run, second in about two on the 8-yard pickup by Blade Baker on first down. Trips to the left, pitch to Carson running left, wanting to get outside, he does, to the corner, to the flower pot end zone, touchdown, Falcons. 7:43, 12-yard touchdown for the Falcons. Run number three, plus 12, touchdown, 7:43. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Don't fall asleep, folks. This one's going to be over. Moore dropping back, rolling a little to the right, throwing it complete to Nickel for Wilson for the PAT. 24-0 Falcons with 7:43 to go. And on the opening drive, Mormon Trail has scored and lead Moravia 6-0. Two-point attempt failed. Andrew Reed is out of the game, though, with stitches in his back, hurt in shop class today. Down to 11 boys. So that's a good start for Mormon Trail, but that Andrew Reed's a great running back, and that they'll need him tonight, and they won't have him. So People's Company kickoff, courtesy of the right foot of Dakota Lovett, is in the air. A higher kick, this time fielded at the 12, or under the right side, and wow, I love that. I love that. Nick Matley with a wrap him up, bring him down tackle, and good defense on the kickoff by the Falcon kick team. We'll start from the 22. And from the gun, now looking and throwing back this way, over the head, incomplete, and a flag comes down late. I wonder, they might... Carson was in the area, and his guy was blocking at him, and I don't know if that'll be... it's holding against Melcher Dallas. Do you take the yards, or do you just get the down out of the way? We'll find out. But it is a hold against the Saints, and the Falcons are going to back them up, and so it'll still be first down. Hey, home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist. They've got them at Great Western Bank, and they are helping to make life great. Falcons with 7:26 to go. The ball is inside the 10, and Melchior Dallas throwing it deep and over the heads of Wilson and Lovett, the two closest. Incomplete. Ball is at the, let's say the 7 or 8 yard line. Second down and long for Melchior Dallas, trying to spread out the field with receivers each way. The quarterback under some pressure from Moore, chucks it. It's complete and out of bounds by Carson, short of the 20. Carson scooting over quickly from that linebacker position to defend that, but it was a good catch by the receiver and turned upfield, but taken down or to the sidelines. I don't see that where the maybe the 17. Now looking to throw and going nowhere, going down is the Saints back, and Moore, Trent Moore in on the sack. Lucas Schumann helping him out, but Great Western Bank, great play there, and it's fourth and a long way to go for Melchior Dallas. Some, I'd say, their own 15. And the punt, fair catch called by Carson at the 39 and then plowed by the Saints player. And there is the flag. Yeah, it had to be. He was waving all over the place. Carson caught it at about the 38 and hit just inexplicably by the defender. Maybe didn't see him, but he was waving that hand all over the place. So they'll tack from the 39. So it'll, from the 26. 6:19 to go. We're not halfway through the first quarter yet, and it's 24-0 right now. Moore under center, backs in the eye behind him. Takes the handoff to Baker, blocking for Carson, and he'll get out inside the 20, down near the 15. Dawson brings him down, and maybe at the 17, 16, or 18, so plus 8. Carson around the left side and spinning and trying to get forward, and not much of a game, but it's enough for a first down. Where did they put the ball? Okay, so it's 12-6. Yeah, I'm getting dual reports from the game. It's 12-6, Mormon Trail. Falcons, first down. Carson running to the right, coming all the way back. Now up the middle. Juking and jiving. Carson Kiefer inside the 5. Gets 9 on first down. And now Moore hands it off, and Carson will finish it into the flower pot end zone once again for a touchdown from 4. Let's call it 1, 3, 5, 4 TD. With 4:56 to go in the first quarter, and the Falcons at the moment up 30-0. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is about to happen. And Carson with 1, 2, 3, 4 carries on that for 26 of those yards. The PAT fails. The Baker carry. So it's 30-0 with 4:56 to go. And now Moravia's up 14-12. That one's going to keep us busy all night, I think. Let's send our score back to the studio. And your Falcons lead 30-0 here in the first quarter. We've played 7 minutes and 4 seconds. Falcons have 30 points. This one is living up to the expectations of just an overmatched Melchior Dallas Saints team, and by a good, deep, fast, strong, big Falcon team with experience at skill positions. People's Company kickoff, Dakota Lovett brings it, kicks it up high, fielded at the 10, going up the right side again. It's number 10, I think. No, it's Blaze Cooper, number 30. Brought down inside the 20. It'll be the 19. Four punts. Four punts and four possessions for the Saints, four touchdowns for the Falcons in their four possessions. Melchior Dallas in a tight formation in the eye, hands it back to the tailback, and he'll try to bounce it outside and not get a whole lot, a little bit of a positive gain. before Blake Baker brings him down, the senior co-captain linebacker. Let's call it no gain. He gained a foot or so, but running back gets the carry again. Schumann stands him up, and the Falcons let no more happen there. If the Schumann fits, you wear him, I suppose. And gain of a couple on that one. And fakes the handoff. Quarterback throwing the screen and knocked down by Carson Kiefer, reaching at the last second. And it'll be fourth down again. Fourth down punt formation, Carson at his own 33. And it's blocked, and the ball's down on the turf, sliding for it. Is that Kyle Andrews, birthday boy? Covered up by the birthday boy. Great Western Bank, great play there for the Falcon defense, blocking that punt. Wayne has the ball. I'd say at the 12, the Melchior Dallas 12, flag down. Yeah, that'll go against Wayne. And backing up now, rolling to his right. Moore looking, throwing a nice spiral to the end zone, complete! Flower pot end zone, touchdown Keaton Nickel. Back him up, give him more yardage. And penalty minus 10. And so from the 22, it's a pass. To Nickel, touchdown, 3:34 left in the first quarter. Seems like we've been playing all night. Blade Baker straight up the gut into the flower pot end zone. Your Thomas Randolph funeral home PAT attempt, the run by senior co-captain Blade Baker, is good. And your score is Wayne 38. Getting a Moravia score, Gale, from someone at the game that I trust greatly. And that's all I'm going to tell you. How do you like those apples? 38-0 here. Falcons lead as we prepare for a People's Company kickoff. And I will... Boy, this game is going... We're just flying. It's 38-0, but we cannot go into continuous clock, I believe, until the end of the first quarter. But the differential is there, and People's Company kick by Dakota Levitt is on the ground, bouncing off the Saint player inside the 15, down near the 10, flagged down late, Saints down. This entire quarter has been played south of the Falcon 30. And I believe that'll back Melchior Dallas up a little bit more as Levitt comes into the defensive backfield for the Falcons. Looks like Runyon, Sinclair, Levitt, Baker, Kiefer, Schumann, Natalie Wilson. Hope that was eight. That's what we got on the field. And they will march back toward the south end zone, stopping around the nine. We'll call it that. And from the nine, Melcher Dallas, quarterback looking around, getting everyone set. Runyon ready at the defensive end. The pitch is going to be a halfback pass. No, it's not. It's going to be a sack. Nick Matley read that one, blew it up. Great Western Bank, great play by junior Nick Matley. The ball is just outside the goal line. They are seriously looking at a safety possibility here. And the run, will not get much, but it won't go backward into the end zone. And it's, I guess he did get about two. It's out to the three now, but it's one, two, it's third down. Rowdy crowd here at homecoming. Hand off to the right side. Oh, Schumann ate that one up. Oh, great play by Lucas Schumann. He was the only Falcon there, but he did his job. No gain on the play. And it's a punt. The punter is standing in the back of the end zone. Carson at the Saints 33. Punt gets off clear. It's high. Carson has a chance. Fields it at the 36. Fair catch. And punt return to the Saints 36, where the Falcons will have the ball once again, leading 38-0. We're still a minute and a half from being able to get into continuous clock mode. And we're at 38-0 Falcons. Moore handing off. Carson up the middle. It's stutter step, side steps, and gets it to the 25. Give him nine. They're marking it just outside the 26. So it's 9 yard pickup. Carson will get it again to the right side. He'll have a Farm Bureau first down with lead blocking by Kyle Andrews. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. At the 22. Oh, out to the left side, and good gain there for Carson. And we will, Now from the 11, the pass over the middle is knocked down, incomplete. Okay, so another Farm Bureau first down for Carson, and we will get the incompletion down. MDL stat check coming up in just a couple of moments. We're at 44 seconds left in the first quarter. absolutely dominated by the Falcons. Throw in the spiral over the middle into the end zone. Complete to Nickel. Touchdown, Falcons. Flower pot end zone is occupied again by the black. And the 8-5-11 touchdown. 39.6 seconds left. Thomas Randolph, Funeral Home, PAT, Moore, throwing it, and dropped in the end zone, incomplete. So, 44-0, and we will send that back. And now check. And that last report 4 minutes ago, Mormon Trail is down 20-12 to Moravia. At Moravia, I believe it's homecoming there. And it is homecoming here at Epperly Field in Corydon, where the Falcons lead 44-0. And we're still 39.6 seconds from getting to go to continuous clock. The entire first quarter has been played south of the Falcon 30, and the People's Company kickoff by Lovett is fielded on his knees at around the 11 by the Saints return man. Mark it at the 12, and they will take over there. And okay, a little bit of an update. Andrew Reed out for 10 days, stitches in his back, hurt in shop class today, down to 11 boys and only one of them kicks. Scored on the opening drive, two-point failed, up 6-0, 6-6. Returned the kickoff for a touchdown, up 12-6. Then down 14-12, down 20-12, and after one quarter, 20-12. And a big Mitch Sinclair dropping the quarterback for a big loss. The sack by number 64. Back inside the 5. And that south end zone's going to need some new seating because the Falcons are tearing it up here in the first quarter. 9-yard loss. And the Saints have mercifully allowed the first quarter to come to an end. With Wayne leading 44-0. And we will start quarter number 2 right there. Wow, what a first quarter, 44-0. And don't forget, we have at your Hy-Vee halftime, Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials, fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. And at our Hy-Vee halftime, we do have a special halftime guest never before heard on these broadcasts, and look forward to that. I hope you like it as well. There'll be an extended halftime as the Royal TV are introduced. And congratulations again to Queen Carnahampton and King Keaton Nickel, who was the recipient of that 11-yard Trent Moore touchdown pass right there. Wilson got the first touchdown pass from Moore, and Nickel got that one. Nickel got the 22-yard touchdown pass. So that's three touchdown passes, and a 12-yard run by Carson, and a 4-yard run by Carson. And from deep in their own side of the field. Now, finally on the north side, under pressure, going down, Schumann. Did the ball come loose? It was a fumble, but Melcher Dallas appears to have recovered it, and it'll be Saints ball still. Great play by Schumann, Great Western Bank, great play at the one. Lucas Schumann having a great first half for the Falcons. And from the gun, throwing it over the middle, tipped away by Moore, or Wilson, incomplete. It'll be fourth down again, looking to punt are the Saints from deep in their own end zone. Falcons have gotten pressure. Let's see if they can get in there and block this one. Not a heavy rush. And the punt will be fielded at the Falcon 39, I believe, by Carson with another fair catch. Falcons take over from their own 39, leading 44-0 as we are now continuous. Handoff on first down to Carson up the middle. He's got through. He's into one man to beat. He's at the 20, 15, 10 to the corner. Flower pot, end zone, touchdown. Woo! 41 on the keeper stamper. With 11:02, that'll stop the clock left in the second quarter. And the Falcons have hit 50. We've played 13 minutes and have 50 points. I'm sorry, we've not yet played 13 minutes. Moore pitches it. Baker lowers his head, and he's into the end zone. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is successful, converted by Blade Baker on the run. 52-0. Wow, 41 yards on keeper. It's going to be a chore to get that MDL stat check and update this. I think we've got it all down, but we're going to have to transfer it into something else. Your People's Company kickoff once again coming up. 11:02 left in the second quarter. Nail biter here at Sailing Athletic Complex. And I guess you'd be biting your nails if you did that anyway, but not because this is a close game. A low line drive squibs between the legs of the returner and picks it up at the 8. Oh, hit by Lovett hard and brought down. Natalie ends up with the ball, but it's going to be Saints ball at their own 21. So they will have it at the 21. Baker comes in off the sidelines for the Falcons, and Troy Arnold on the line. Spencer Boobin, Lucas Schumann, Blake Moore, those are your linemen. Shotgun, looking to throw, throwing left side, and complete, and it's going to be a first down for Melcher Dallas, their first of the game. Out to the 32, excuse me, Mr. Official. Yeah, they have called the 32. Gain of 11. And that's their first down of the first half. Comes under 10 minutes left in the half. And now again from the gun, looking, rolling right, under a little bit of pressure. Schumann again! Man, that is a kid that came to play tonight. Troy Arnold in to help finish him off, but Schumann backs him up to the 26. Loss of 6 on the play. So here we go. It is Saints ball at their own 26, trailing Wayne 52-0. Pitch to the left side, and getting out short of the 30 still is the running back, and he's brought down by Baker on the far sideline. Gain of a yard. Got word earlier this evening that Coach Elliott's wife, who many of you may already know, they are expecting a child anytime, and she had a little bit of a scare, went to the doctor, and we hope everything's fine. Throw to the left side is incomplete over the head of the receiver, defended by Baker. And we understand Amy's at home. We hope everything's all right. Calm down. The Falcons are winning easily. No need to get worked up. Make sure everybody's okay. We're under 8 to go in the half, and the Falcons have forced punt formation again by Melcher Dallas. Not a good snap. May have been down on his knee. Low line drive. No Falcons back there. Oh, and a great bounce. That got just short. That is a whale of a punt. It is resting on the painted G, which is inside the 2-yard line. So from their own 2, the Falcons, I guess that just means this will be a 68-yard touchdown run. Falcons line up. Hand off Carson. Gets around. Now he's squirting back to the middle and wrapped up, and he'll be brought down around the 10. He'll have almost first down yardage there. Got over the 10 with forward progress. Give him 9. Second down short for the Falcons from the 11. Lovett comes out to the left side. Spencer Boobin at the left guard. Hand off Carson up the middle. And I think we're going to have a face mask penalty as Carson gets out around the 20. It'll be a Falcon first down. Hard to tell where they're spotting the end of the run. The face mask came back around the 15. And they'll mark it from the 20. So give Carson 9 more on the carry. And the ball sits now at the 34. Falcon 34, where it'll be first down, Farm Bureau first down, and Carson gets the handoff and well defended by the Saints on that one. Loss on the play. Now, quick handoff to Baker, the first back through to the right side, running over players and keeps his legs moving inside the Saints 30. Wade Baker, Grease Lightning. Go Grease Lightning. I don't know the rest of it. 24 on the carry, and we're under 6 to go until halftime, and the Falcons have the ball at the Saints 30. 17-yard run for Blade, and it's a Farm Bureau first down. Hand off Carson to the left side. He's got room, and he gets around the corner. Now he's gone. Carson Keeper turned on the jets as he got to the corner and accelerated past everybody. From the 30, that was a 30-yard touchdown run by Carson Keeper. There was a concern by Coach Elliott he wouldn't get enough carries to get the stats. But he is getting some stats right now, 30-yard touchdown run. MDL stat check, that may be his fourth. The pitch is to Baker to the left side, and driving made contact at the three and just pushed his way, bulldogged his way in. On the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt, Blade Baker pushes it in. Falcons have reached 60 with 5:18 to go until half, not in the game. I'm going to have to check. He's well over 100, and I think that's four touchdowns. I'm going to add it up here in just a second. Okay, not a carry in the first two drives. We got a People's Company kickoff coming up here in just a moment. We're going to try to get an MDL stat check here. 4-yard carry for Carson. 16-yard carry. 12-yard touchdown carry. We got that. Okay. And the People's Company kickoff by Lovett is fielded at the 15, then the Saints will come up the gut, cutting it toward their sidelines across the 30, 35. Pretty good run back there. K-O-R. Let's put it at the 36, their own. And, okay. And then we've got no carries on that drive, and then a 9-yarder, and a 4-yarder, and an 11-yarder. And then a 41-yarder, and a 9, and a 9, and a minus 1, and a 30 for a touchdown. Yeah, four touchdown runs, a handoff going nowhere. Schumann again! He's on fire! Loss on the play, Lucas Schumann. Something's in that boy's Cheerios today. He is feeling it. And the Falcons, I think Jared may have just gotten fired for cheering for the Falcons. 15 carries. And the fake handoff end around to the left side, and he's got some room, 35, out near the 40. Chased down on the far sidelines by Baker. And he'll be marked down at the Saints 39, I believe. Gain of 7. And it'll be third down for Melcher Dallas. So 15 carries, and we've got 18, 17, 58, 88, 100, 120, 128, 137, 150, and 20, 170. So 15 for 170. And Baker on the tackle. Ball is at the Falcon 38. And it's fourth down. Fourth and about 4. Melcher Dallas close enough they're going to try to go for it. Handoff up the middle, and he's going to be stopped well short. Guess who? '77 is playing like a man possessed tonight for the Falcons, and that's a turnover on downs. All right at midfield. Unofficially, for Carson Kiefer, 15 carries, 170 yards, and 4 touchdowns so far on your MDL stat check. We got Moore under center with Baker behind him, pitches it back. Lovett will run this way across the 35, down 30, up into there. That left side of the line is working well, and Lovett gets a Farm Bureau first down to the 29. And the pitch is bobbled by Lovett, but picks it up and goes to the right side. Will get short gain. And so the Falcons will have it second down at the 28. Second and 9. Quick handoff to Baker. Plowing, lowering his head. Now he's got some room into the flower pot. End zone. Touchdown. Blade Baker. Senior co-captain from 28 yards out. And that comes with 40 seconds left until halftime. 40.2. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt once again is coming up. And the Falcons will pitch it back. And Lovett, the senior, will come this way and lower his head into the end zone. Complete. Well, converted. Run number 12 plus 2. And it's 68-0 with 40 seconds left. Coach Elliott was wanting not to run the score up, and it doesn't look like he's trying to. I mean, they're giving the ball to everybody. Lovett's got a touchdown. Baker's got a touchdown. Or Lovett's got the two-point PAT there. Baker, touchdowns by Wilson, couple by Nickel, 4 by Carson. And, you know, you can't tell a kid to go out there and not try, and the Falcons are they've got the JV kick team in. The People's Company kickoff is through the defenders, gets to the end zone. That'll be a touchback. And so that will KORT15. Start from the 15 on a touchback. We'll have to update Moore's stats also in the first half. But you know what? I don't have tackle stats. 30 seconds left. It's going to be a timeout by the Saints to stop the clock with 30 seconds left. And they will start from the 15. They're not trying to run it up, but it is a massive score, 68-0. The cheerleaders are being helped out by the Queen royalties, the female candidates there, Queen Karna and Emma Robinson, Bailey Andrews, and Alicia Nickel. And they are excited, too, and they are loud. But the Falcon defense, led by number 77, Lucas Schumann, having the game of his life tonight, looking great in the middle of that defensive line. Pitch by Melcher coming to the near side. Arnold there. But the tackle for no gain or a loss on the play is going to be Blake Moore back to the 13. Loss of 2 two on the play. It'll be second down, but that'll probably end the half. 12 seconds left. They don't have to run a play. Four, three, two. They're at the line. Will they try to snap it? I guess they did get a snap. The run to the left side and brought down for no gain. And your halftime score at Hy-Vee halftime. Falcons lead the Saints 68-0. We will send that back. Send that back to Gail's studio and see how that holds up. And then we'll send it to our spy over in Moravia. Antley at fullback. Lovett, the tailback, gets the handoff. And across the 25 is Dakota Lovett. To the 26, a gain of 2 for Lovett. And it'll be third and 9, 8.5 for the Falcons. Moving at center. Jacobson hands it off to Lovett. Hit right away. Now spins out of it and heads to the left. Short game for Lovett rather than a 2 or 3 yard loss. And it'll be fourth down for Wayne at the 28. 2 yard gain. And I would expect a punt, but Falcons are still in the huddle. Play clock down to 10. McConaughey, the center. And Boobin back to punt. Fields the snap. Gets not a real good kick and a bad bounce. And heading downfield is McConaughey to, it bounces back. It took a Saints bounce. And McConaughey kills it at the 37. Oh, currently paying a 0 to the 37. Saints ball. We got Blakemore at the end. Logan Smith at the nose. Handoff up the middle. Stripped away. Ball's on the turf. Let's see. Boobin reach for it, but I think the Saints have it back. Melcher Dallas recovers the fumble, but a good play by the interior line of the Falcons. Actually, a gain of 1 to the 38. And it'll be 2nd and 9 for Melcher Dallas. Handoff going to the right side. Oh, nice hit! Who is that? Get up, boys. Let's see. Is it Pounds, I think, number 55, Caleb Pounds, the sophomore, with a big hit. No gain, maybe a loss on the play. Falcon defense inspired tonight. And flag goes down. I think we got some motion maybe on the offense. It's kind of nice to get a varsity and a JV game in tonight. 2 for the price of 1. And they'll back it up 5 to the 32. Where again, it's 3rd and long for Melcher Dallas. Dropping and rolling under some pressure by Moore and Blake. Grabs him and brings him down for a big loss. Sack of the play, Blake Moore, the sophomore. Bought it at the 26. And we're down to about 4 minutes left in the quarter. And the snap is clean to the punter, and the kick is end over end and takes a couple off. Fielded at by Chapman and runs it across midfield to inside the 35. Got it at the about the 24. And it'll be spotted at the Saints 35. The pitch to the left side is Lovett. He gets around the corner, and he's going to be out near the first down stick. It will be a first down for the Falcons. Farm Bureau first down. Unbelievable pace of this game, and now we're under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter with the Saints, or Falcons leading the Saints 68-0. Ball's at the 18-yard line. And the fumble on the play, on the pitch back. And Melcher Dallas recovers. So at their own 22, Melcher Dallas has the ball, trailing 68-0 here as we keep the clock going down to about 2:20. And again, take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. Flag down the play. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Your Shivers manufacturing player of the first half of the Falcons, Lucas Schumann. Great halves by Carson Kiefer and Trent Moore as well. You expect that. Man, that was such an uplifting half by Schumann. I don't have the number of tackles, but he was in on a lot of them. Hand off for the Saints. And ten-yard loss on the flag, and an eight-yard pickup there has a second and 12. I'm sorry, a 5 yard, and then 5 yard penalty, not a 10, and it was a 3 yard pickup. From the 20, pitch to the right side. Out of bounds after a short gain. So, third and eight from the 22. 24, sorry. Third and eight from the 24 for the Saints. Under a half minute left in the third quarter. Falcons up by 68 points. And dropping back to pass, throwing to the right side, complete, and ridden out of bounds by Chapman. And that is, I think, the second first down for the Saints. They'll have it at their own 35. And that's the end of quarter number three. Oops. Okay, 68-0 after three. We And it'll be first down for the Saints from the start of the fourth. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto and Cord. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, call Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple Street in Cord, 872-2338. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Dropping back to pass, the Saints quarterback will step up in the pocket. Now running for it across midfield, brought down by Saunders. And Smith. So from their own 35, the run by the quarterback down to the Falcon 36. Second and just over a yard for the Saints. Pitch to the left side, and eaten up. Deep in the backfield is Pounds. Oh, my. If there was ever somebody that was appropriately named, it was Pounds, because that's just what he did right there. Loss of 9 on the play. Back to their own 35 after a gain of 9, loss of 9, and first down, second down. It's 3rd and 10. And under pressure, stepping up, quarterback throws to the near side, incomplete. Defended by Chapman. Saunders was in the area. It'll be fourth down from their own 35. Falcon defense has looked great tonight, especially on the line, and the interior linemen have gotten pressure, and they've disrupted and tackled and sacked for quarterback sacks. You've got tackles for loss. Just a great play. Empty backfield, quarterback in the gun, up the middle, and it's Moore has the quarterback, takes him down on fourth down. Turnover on downs, sacked by Blake Moore. Falcons ball at the Saints 25. 5:30 and counting here in the fourth quarter of homecoming 2015. Quarterback Brooks Jacobson brings in a play from the sidelines. Moving at center. Is that Smith? Arnold, I think, tight end. Jacobson hands it off. Up the middle is Matley, and he's through the line, through the backfield, into the flower pot end zone. Touchdown, Nick Matley, of 25-yard variety. Touchdown, Falcons. That'll stop the clock with 5:05 to go in the game. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons, currently leading 74-0. Looks like there's going to be a fire in Melcher tonight. Handoff up the middle, driving, push the pile, guys, push the pile, and no good. Your score is 74-0. With 5:05 left in the game, we are still in continuous clock mode. Hey, at the Naughty Rock Motel, they take pride in keeping the rooms clean and comfortable while giving you the best service. Free Wi-Fi, flat-screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Call them at 872-2533 to book your room. Naughty Rock Motel, tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Your People's Company kickoff brought to you by local auctioneer and agent, Jared Chambers. Contact Jared at 641-414-0234. Jared's a proud sponsor of Falcon football, and the People's Company kickoff by Spencer Rubin is fielded and dropped at the 25, picked up by another Saint. Gets out to the 29 and pounded. It was Pounds and Boobin. From the 29, Melcher Dallas will start her up there with 4.5 to go in the game. What a game. Played nearly flawlessly in every aspect of the game. The Falcons lost a fumble, but otherwise under pressure, and the pass is complete and will be grabbed by Saunders in Falcon territory, just shy of the 30. Nick Conger in on the tackle as well. Biggest play of the night for the Saints, down to the Falcon 31. 20-yard pickup. And a first down with 3:40 and counting left in the game. Under center now, the Saints quarterback fakes it, and Moore will grab him at midfield and slam him to the turf. Blake Moore with another sack. I wonder if Hy-Vee's doing that grocery sack donation thing again. That was a big fundraiser last year, and the Falcons are in the Saints' backfield, all the way back to the Melcher Dallas 38. 11-yard loss. And we're at the 3-minute mark of it left in the game. Now this time from the other side, the defense gets in there. Grady Carpenter. Sophomore Grady Carpenter with the sack back to the 35. They're just pinning back their ears and going. And the Saint line cannot stop them. And the cheerleaders need a spelling lesson. R-O-W-D-I-E. That's how they spell Rowdy. From the 35, as we near 2 minutes left. Hey, your People's Company is a leading provider of ag land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services. They're a leading provider in all the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. He's a proud sponsor of Falcon football, and you can reach him at 414-0234. 5-yard penalty, Bex. The Saints up to their own 30, and from the gun, the quarterback, under a little bit of pressure from Grady, but he gets the throw off, and it's, nearly picked off by the Falcon defender. Saunders jumped up and had it, but the much taller receiver reached up and knocked it away from him. Incomplete. And that will bring up fourth down. And they've got to get to about the 21. The Falcon 21 for a first down. And the ball is inside their own 30. And they're going for it. Why not? Continuous clock, minute 20. And the snap is low, and throwing it over the middle, over the head of the receiver, incomplete. Turnover on down. So, with a minute left in the game, the Falcons will have the ball 30 yards from another score. But right now, lead at 74-0. For all your floral needs, contact the Flower Pot in Corydon, your full-service floral and gift shop on the square in Corydon. Call 872-3600. for all of your floral and gift needs. Falcons in the huddle, I think, trying to burn as much of the clock as they can. We're at 37 in the game clock, 12 on the play clock, so they'll need to snap it. Jacobson looks probably to take a knee here. No, he'll hand it off to second back through. It's Dustin Baker through the lane into the flower pot end zone. Dustin Baker, 30-yard touchdown with 21 seconds left. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will come, but the Falcons are at the 80 mark right now. In on the play in the backfield is Colton Brazil. Let's see if he gets the ball. Splitting out wide to the left is Sawyer Nickel. Handoff up the middle. I think it's Brazil, and he's in. Two-point conversion makes it 82-0 in favor of the Falcons. In favor of the Falcons. 82-0. 82-0 Falcons. What a perfect night. Beautiful weather, not too cold or windy. It's dry. It is a little bit breezy, but the fans don't seem to care. You got a People's Company kickoff coming up. We've got out there Chapman, Isaac Bradford, Boobin will kick off, Pounds is out there, and Clark is out there, Sawyer Nickel is out there. And People's Company kickoff is a ground ball by Boobin, fielded at the 17, and coming this way, running into his own man, falling down at the 27 with 18 seconds left. And I think, unless we get a timeout here, 6-5-4. Your final game will be, or your final score, 82-0. Zero final. And let's see what we can do. Mormon Trail is behind 44-12 late in the